As a trauma chaplain after Helene, I witnessed a profound truth. There is no longer an after to process trauma, only the next crisis. While helping my community process Helene, my brother died by suicide. While processing that, wildfires raged in Los Angeles. While LA burned, tornadoes devastated multiple states, including here in Kentucky. The world is not waiting for us to heal. We need a new trauma approach, one that is happening in real time on the ground, with chaplains who understand both immediate crisis and cultural context. Our opportunity lies in not only being prepared as best we can, but also in learning how to process trauma as we are going through it. The reason I'm advocating for trauma chaplains more than counselors is that people in rural Appalachia are religious, and they are more likely to trust a chaplain than a therapist or counselor. For them, people associated with the church are safe. Unprocessed trauma signs are everywhere in disaster zones. The inability to make decisions, overwhelming emotional responses, physical stress symptoms. Even I, trained in trauma recovery, could not remember a simple generator checklist each morning. What makes or breaks someone isn't their prep kit, it's their attitude and their perspective. When your home, your possessions, your land, your community, your societal infrastructure, your connection to the outside world, and the people who you love are all gone in a matter of hours, what will you have left? What are you made out of without any of these things? What is your identity and your role in this brave new world? We have run out of time to figure this out. We do not have the luxury of spending years on a therapist couch feeling our feelings. We need boots on the ground trauma chaplains who can help people process grief during crisis, guide communities through cascading losses, and facilitate healing in the midst of devastation. Because hope isn't about expecting everything to be okay, it's about processing trauma even as we live through it. Let me be direct. With climate disasters increasing, we need urgent reforms in rural disaster response. First, Congress must establish protocols that do not depend on whether or not they are in session. Natural disasters don't check congressional calendars. Neither should our response capabilities. Second, rural deployment needs reconstruction. FEMA took 27 days to reach Girton. Their urban systems do not work for mountain communities without power or internet. Third, every rural community needs trained trauma chaplains who work with the fire departments and understand local culture. They are the cultural translators bringing outside help and local trust needed before disaster strikes. Fourth, disaster recovery groups like yours need to work with community leaders to disseminate help. Smaller groups are more likely to be trusted by rural Appalachians than the federal government, especially when you are introduced and trusted by community leaders. Fifth, local fire departments must be funded as primary disaster coordination centers. They know every road, family, and need in their territory. They are the missing link between increasing natural disasters and rural self-sufficiency. The next disaster isn't a matter of if, but when. Will we continue treating rural communities as afterthoughts? Or demand change, recognizing rural Appalachians' unique needs and strengths? Our communities deserve disaster response systems that understand our terrain, culture, and capabilities. The time for gradual change is over, because the next Helene is coming. And we need to be ready with systems that actually work for rural realities.